Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, May 19th. You'll be interested to know, 104 years ago today, in 1921, the United States Congress passed the Emergency Quota Act, establishing national quotas on immigration. This landmark legislation marked a significant shift in American immigration policy, introducing numerical limits based on nationality. While it reflected the complexities of its time, the act also set the stage for future discussions and reforms, highlighting the nation's evolving approach to diversity and inclusion. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 46 degrees, with 31 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some isolated rain showers after 9 a.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 62, accompanied by a brisk northwest wind at around 20 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 45 and a gentle breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be just before 11, with a high tide just before 5. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 54 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday with isolated rain showers early and a high near 63. Nights will be cloudy with lows around 49. Wednesday brings a chance of rain afternoon with a high near 55. Rain is likely Wednesday night with lows around 47. Thursday and Thursday night will be rainy and cloudy with highs near 53 and lows around 47. Friday continues the chance of rain with a high near 58 and lows around 47. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, Debbie Connolly, a former staffer at Newton Wellesley Hospital, has been diagnosed with a brain tumor, raising concerns about a possible cluster of similar cases among her colleagues. After working in the maternity ward for more than a decade, Connolly experienced troubling symptoms that led to her medical leave in 2018. Following her diagnosis in March 2025, she discovered that she was the seventh known case connected to her former unit. Connolly expressed frustration over the hospital's lack of communication about these cases, stating, "Statistically, it just doesn't make sense." She calls for an independent investigation into the situation. Now on to sports. Scottie Scheffler, the world number one, has claimed his second major title of the season at the PGA Championship, winning by 5 strokes at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina. Despite not being at his best, Scheffler secured victory with an impressive 11 under par. This win marks his third major championship. After a shaky start, where he briefly lost his 5-stroke lead, Scheffler regained his composure, showcasing his dominance. He has held the top ranking since May 2023 and is now halfway to a career Grand Slam, with the U.S. and British Opens approaching. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Fenway, the Sox fell to the Braves 10-4. Despite Raffy Devers hitting a massive grand slam, the Braves proved too strong. Bayo took the loss, giving up 5 runs over 4 innings, While Atlanta's Ozuna shone with a two-run blast and Schnell secured the win with six innings of solid pitching. The Braves outhit the Sox 16-10, leaving Boston with 23 wins and 25 losses. Tonight, the Sox face the Mets at Fenway for Game 1 of a three-game series. Hunter Dobbins, with a 3.30 ERA, will battle Kode Senga. First pitch is slated for 6:45, with temperatures around 58 degrees. In top news, our return-to-office mandate is a subtle way for companies to encourage employees to quit. This theory, once dismissed as cynical, is gaining traction. For instance, Amazon's decision to end hybrid work prompted an executive to say, "There are other companies around." Similar sentiments were echoed by Elon Musk, who welcomed a wave of voluntary terminations. While some firms believe that in-person work boosts productivity, it risks losing top talent. Research shows that hybrid work enhances engagement and retention. Companies might consider adopting more flexible policies to retain their best employees while navigating these challenging times. In business news, Verizon's $20 billion merger with Frontier, a fiber internet provider, has received approval from the Federal Communications Commission. This agreement allows Verizon to upgrade and expand Frontier's fiber networks, aiming to connect 1 million homes annually. The deal was contingent upon Verizon's commitment to ending diversity, equity, and inclusion practices, as stated by SEC Chair Brendan Carr. Verizon will eliminate human resources roles focused on DEI and remove related terminology from employee training. This merger also allows Verizon to reclaim parts of its fiber business, sold in 2015, which will enhance connectivity in various communities. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% over the weekend to about $105,000. Ethereum is down 7% to just under $2,400. And Goatsys Maximus is down 1% to 15 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A recent study reveals that a genetic mutation allows some individuals to thrive on just 4 hours of sleep. While most require about 8 to 9 hours to feel rested, this short sleep mutation enables people to function well after only 3 to 6 hours. Neuroscientist Ying Huifu discovered a new mutation affecting the gene, which plays a role in regulating metabolism and circadian rhythm. This research, published in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, may lead to new treatments for sleep disorders, enhancing our understanding of sleep's genetic foundations. And in entertainment news, Christopher Nolan's upcoming film, The Odyssey, will make history as the first feature film shot entirely on IMAX film. The company had to create new film cameras to achieve this groundbreaking feat. While Avengers: Infinity War was the first film shot using IMAX hardware, The Odyssey stands out for using film rather than digital technology. IMAX CEO Rich Gelfand shared that the project began with a challenge from Nolan, who urged IMAX to innovate. The new cameras are lighter, quieter, and will eventually be available to other filmmakers after The Odyssey completes production. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British naturalist and geologist, Charles Darwin. And he said, "It is not the strongest of the species that survive, nor the most intelligent, but the one most responsive to change." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.